Speaking to reporters in Juba Thursday, Nicholas Haysom, who is also head of the United Nations mission in South Sudan, urged South Sudanese parties to agree on a code of conduct of the scheduled elections to ensure free, fair and transparent competition. He notes that for free and fair elections to take place in South Sudan, political parties should be free and ready to register and campaign without intimidation and fear. The UNMISS chief also says the civil society and media should be able to operate freely for the success of the elections.
South Sudan needs the active participation of civil society so that they, the civil society, can support civic education and function as monitors and observers of a credible process. The media must be able to report freely, accurately, in a balanced way, without censorship or threats.
Akwach Ajang, chairperson of the South Sudan Civil Society Alliance, says activists are ready to participate in carrying out civic education in preparation for the general elections, but says he is waiting to see if South Sudan's leaders create a free civic space.
We are ready to participate in the civic education for general election. However, it is a concern of these activists in the country that a political space has to be provided for all political parties and civil society organizations to monitor and educate the public about election and also monitor election.
Kong Pal Chang, the chairperson of the Association for Media Development in South Sudan, says journalists across the country anticipate restrictions and harassment during the elections.
Definitely, journalists will face a lot of challenge, but like any other events, we will embrace. This is a call for any journalist. It's like any normal task that you are assigned to go on the street and get the box pops, and then somebody will appear somewhere and say, look, don't record box pop. You are not allowed to do this.
Haysom says he does not expect to see free and fair elections in December 2024 unless South Sudanese leaders and stakeholders, quote, grab the bull by the horns and agree on critical decisions by the first quarter of 2024. He notes that elections are not a one-day event, but a process that includes deliberate and thoughtful actions before, during, and after the polls.
All these processes must have the full buy-in and support of the South Sudanese, and especially in the case of a country emerging from divisive conflict. This is a whole-of-society effort which requires mutually reinforcing participation of political parties, civil society, faith-based leaders, security institutions, and the transitional leadership. These processes are dependent on an open political and civic space for all.
He cautioned South Sudan's leaders against taking unilateral actions that undermines the trust that is needed amongst stakeholders ahead of the elections. Last month, President Salva Kiir reconstituted the National Elections Commission, the Political Parties Council, and the National Constitutional Review Commission, three institutions that are important for the conduct of next year's elections. While he welcomes the reconstitution of these institutions for the conduct of next year's elections, Haysom says that announcements and appointments are not enough.
These bodies need to be resourced and operationalized urgently so as to execute their mandate. I encourage the government to address concerns about gender and political representation, given that the credibility of these institutions rests on the trust and confidence of the public that they serve.
South Sudan in Focus reached out to Information Minister Michael Makwey and Cabinet Affairs Minister Martin Elia Lomuro for comment, but their known cell phone numbers were unreachable. Haysom just returned from visiting Ethiopia, Djibouti, South Africa and Kenya, where he says he encouraged regional support and international partnerships for South Sudan ahead of the country's first post-independence elections scheduled for December 2024. For VOA News, I am Charlton Doki in Juba.